The mornings and the evenings are getting brighter. Yes, they are. And it feels like there are more hours in the day. So why not get a new routine going? I mean, why not? Are you like me and just think like sometimes I'm just all work and no play and maybe I should just find a new hobby? But how can an adult find a new hobby? Well, Shannon Featherston from the lifestyle section of RTE.ie is here to tell us what we should be doing. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
There's lots. There's lots to consider when picking a new hobby. Can I just tell you something? On the weekend, my husband has so many hobbies, it infuriates me. Okay. He actually was that person that picked up a guitar at a sing song and he had so many songs under his belt. And all I kept thinking was, when did he get the time to learn?
So he's one of those, though.
He's one of those. He likes to be doing hobbies all the time and learning new songs and trying new things. I find, time is always an issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's something that we should really focus on because, like I said, sometimes we are all work and no play. Let's start with one of the big new hobbies of recent years.
Yes.
Let's talk sea swimming.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
We all know about sea swimming. Mm-hmm. We've all done it over COVID. We threw ourselves in the sea just to have something to do during the day. It was very popular. But I have a group. They are in Cool Mine in Dublin and they're going a little bit further with it. So this is a scuba diving club. They're called the Viking Scuba Aqua Club. Mm-hmm. They've been around since 1976 and they're based in Cool Mine Sports and Leisure Centre. And every week they meet up, they go for swims in Dublin Bay, they go on weekend trips around Ireland, they sometimes go further abroad. In 2019, they went to the Red Sea. I mean, they're such a cool group.
So you can get your paddy with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and you can just do a try dive. You can go to Cool Mind Swimming. They'll bring you in just to check it out, see if you're interested. It's my friend Eva does it. That's how I know. And it's her friend Megan, plus her dad, plus the brother, all do it together. It's a real community thing.
Wow.
They all go for drinks. They do raffles. It's a lovely, lovely group.
That's a cool hobby to have.
Yeah.
That's something interesting to talk about. You know what I mean?
For your Instagram. I mean, the videos of dolphins, the shipwrecks. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And do they see much off the coast of Ireland? You know what I mean? Or does it have to be more tropical to see?
No, you can. It depends on the day. I have heard of it going and it's just very murky, windy weather. But depending on the day, you can get gorgeous dives. And it's, again, you're going out with the group, you're having a laugh, you're going for food after.
But it's back to nature again. Yeah. Like those types, they speak to me, those types of hobbies. But I'm not too keen on flinging myself backwards off a boat.
Fair.
You know what I mean? But I don't think, do you have to do it that way? Or I don't think you can dive in head first.
I think you have to go. I think it's the tanks. So I think if you try to go head first, the tanks will probably go over your head with you. So
good point.
I think it's a backwards situation.
Okay, okay. If I could master that, I'd be okay. Okay, back on dry land. What about something in the fashion world? What have you got?
So Niamh Riley, N-I-A-V, which I've never seen before, but Niamh Riley Millinery. She's an Irish designer. And in 2020, basically, there was just such a demand for people asking her to do courses, to do some tutorials. So she's based in Leash and she does in-person workshops, but she has loads of online video tutorials basically of how to make your hat, how to make a bridal crown out of wire, how to make something out of leather, felt hats. So I think there are beginner courses, but this is more if you're pretty handy with the needle and thread, but you want to do something a little bit extra, maybe you have an event coming up. She's just got all these online courses and in person in Leash as well.
See, isn't that great that you can just jump online and do something? Well, you can't do the scuba diving, but you could do it online at your leisure. I mean, that's the great thing about the internet because we were given out about it earlier on, but this is one of the great things about it. That sounds really cool. What about stained glass?
Yeah, so my mom's obsessed with stained glass, so I think this is why it appealed to me. But this award-winning artist, Colette Langan, she has a family business in Leitrim. It's Langan Stained Glass. And basically, they conserve and they restore stained glass. She's an amazing career. But what she has is 4-week courses, but also just day-long workshops. And she has ones for kids, for grown-ups. And you can kind of make pendants. You can make glass paintings. You can make decorations. There was something about learning how to microwave glass. Don't do it at home. Mm-hmm. But it's just something really unusual. And you can kind of take home something from it.
I know we're being very specific as to where these courses are. But if these are speaking to you, like some are speaking to me, maybe just check out your local area to find out what's going on there. Upcycling was a big trend in furniture a while going back, this is something that I would like to do, but I haven't a clue. Are people teaching that anywhere?
Absolutely. So the Revamp Tramp, what a woman, what a name. Her name is Marianne, and she has a furniture revamping workshop that is coming to the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun on April 22nd. Now, she does workshops with schools, private ones, everything, but this is just an event. April 22nd is Earth Day, so it's very appropriate. But you'll learn to prep, paint, decoupage, stencils, glazing, distressing, designing, all of it, and then you can go home and do it all yourself.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to sign myself up for that. That sounds brilliant. Okay, so what if you're looking for something a bit more sporty?
Yes, okay, Huns of Anarchy. Again, a great name.
So are these roller skaters?
These are the rollerbladers, yeah.
I knew it. I've seen them. I've seen them around. I want to be in their gang.
I know, they look so cool, don't they? So this was started by Lindsay McGowan, and essentially she was in her 30s, living in Dublin, and just kind of went, how can I make some new friends in my 30s, especially if you're single, you're trying to go out and meet new people, you don't want to be in the pub, and if you want to kind of feel safe going out at night around Dublin. So this group, they meet every Wednesday, they go around Dunleary, they go rollerblading, but they also recently had Mermaid Skate, where they went sea swimming, rollerblading, and then went for a bit of a coffee and cake, which sounds ideal.
Yeah, I mean, I love the sound of that, especially because we were talking about making friends as an adult and how tricky that can be, but if you just throw yourself into these groups, they sound very social, and the social aspect of it sounds amazing. Okay, my in-laws are mad for board games. Is that an Anglo-Italian niche thing, or are there any Irish people that are mad for board games
out
there?
This is so wholesome. This is so nice. It's Caver Library every Thursday, 6 to 7.45. They meet and they play Scrabble and chess and Cluedo and Connect Four and all the classics, and it's free, and you just have to give them a call or drop them an email so they have an idea of numbers. But I have to say, Dublin City Library, go onto their website. The amount of libraries doing, I mean, film clubs, book clubs, 3D printing lessons, local history chats. I think there was so much. I was really, really impressed.
Wow. So what's that again? The Dublin...
That's the Caber Library is doing the board games, House of Board Games, but Dublin City Library.
Dublin City Library, if you're looking for something brilliant. Okay, and what about something a bit more arty?
So there are life drawing classes all over Ireland. They are like very popular.
Are they full though of like hen parties?
No. These are the arty crowd. These are very serious. It's not funny that the person is naked. It's very serious. Mm-hmm. It's very, you know, artistic. And in Galway at the Bridge Mill, there's myartclass.ie. They do life drawing classes. They're about 2 hours long. They're about 20 quid, but they're student rates. There's tea and coffees. They're going to supply the materials. You get a different model every week. But again, look around your area. It is surprisingly
popular. Have you ever done it?
No. My sister's an NCAD, though. She does it. And yeah, it's
popular.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. Okay. Well, I did hear of it, but not here in Ireland. So myartclass.ie. Okay. So what about something you could actually maybe make money out of?
Okay. So voice acting. This is something you might know a little something about.
But, voice acting?
Yes, voice acting.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, so this is for like radio?
Ads on the radio.
Okay.
It's pretty lucrative. But also, if you just want to get better at public speaking, maybe you want to tell better stories in the pub, but whatever it might be, there's a voice actress. Her name is Jennifer Bradley. So she's offering free online classes. No equipment needed. You don't need any fancy microphones or anything like that. You don't have to be a native English speaker, but she's just going to help you kind of find your voice.
Amazing. That sounds amazing. Okay, let's talk about writing, because we all know writing is very therapeutic and everybody's keeping journals and fancies themselves as a bit of a writer. Did you come across any workshops where people can try out their skills or learn how to write properly?
Absolutely. The Irish Writers' Centre. So they're based in Dublin, but they have loads of online courses as well. They have loads of events and courses and talks, but they have seminar-style events. So, you know, you can just rock up on the day. Mm-hmm. But for the in-person and online self-paced courses, it's about 12 people per class. So if you're interested, definitely check them out and get in touch. But it means that you get like a really high quality, a lot of attention, and it's for any level. So it doesn't matter if it's your first time trying to write something or if you already have a book out, this is just a good course to join.
Amazing. Now, last year, I had a few too many lemonades in the middle of the day, and I went out and bought a paddle board on Camden Street, as you do. And I've used it once.
Okay.
I have threatened to take it out again. But how can people try paddleboarding without paying loads for the equipment?
Yeah, I tried paddleboarding. It was more like kneel up rather than stand
it's tough.
Up because I had
tough.
No core strength. But again, April 22nd, Earth Day, Clean Coast and Big Style SUP are hosting an eco-friendly paddleboarding event. They're going to clean up Dunleary Harbour. So if you want to just give it a go, they have wetsuits available. You can, you know, try it out, see how you get on, and you're doing good for the environment while you're
Amazing.
There.
Amazing. Some lovely stuff in there. Well, lads, did anything there tickle your fancy? Anything, you know, spark anything inside you that you'd like to try? I quite like the sound of the Revamp Tramp.
Mm.
It's a name you're not going to forget.
Exactly.
Is she the revamped tramp on Twitter?
On Instagram.
I'm going to find her. I am going to find her. Shannon, thank you so much for coming in. That is Shannon Featherston from Lifestyle section of RTE.ie. And have you taken up a hobby as an adult? What was it? I would. Here's some coming in already. Archery is open to people of all ages and there are clubs all around the country. Go to archery.ie to find a club near you. There we go. This is what I love. Keep them coming in. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.